This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Voters in 21 European nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of elections for the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. Early indications are that centrist parties are losing ground to far-right and environmentalist factions, although two-thirds of the votes are still expected to go to pro-EU parties. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban told reporters he hopes the new parliament will take a stronger line against immigration.
We reject migration, and we would like to see leaders in position of European unions who reject the migration, who would like to stop it and not to manage it. So I hope that there will be a shift in the European public arena in favor of those political parties.
Turnout among the 426 million eligible voters was the highest in two decades. The race to succeed British Prime Minister Theresa May is heating up. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
May will remain as a caretaker prime minister while the party chooses a new leader in a contest that officially kicks off the week after she steps down as Conservative Party leader on June the 7th. The best-known contestant is former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who has said he will take Britain out of the EU on October the 31st, even if no deal has been reached with EU leaders. Senior Conservatives, including Home Secretary Sajid Javid and Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, are among those considering a leadership run, with a winner expected to be chosen by mid or late July. Karen Chamas, London.
Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to relax its divorce laws. Election officials announced Sunday that 82% of voters had cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for 4 years before their marriages could be dissolved. Ireland's current divorce requirements are considered among the most restrictive in Europe. This is VOA News. A report by the UN Human Rights Office finds human rights defenders, minorities, and indigenous people in Guatemala are subject to wide-scale, wanton attacks by state and non-state actors. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The report accuses the government of misusing criminal law to silence those defending people's rights to lands, territories, and natural resources. It notes indigenous peoples, women defenders, LGBTI defenders, and journalists are among those at particular risk of abuse. In mid-June, Guatemalans will go to the poll to elect the president and Congress. The report warns these attacks and abuses of people's civil rights bring into question the credibility of the electoral process. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of motorcycles roared into Washington, D.C. Sunday for the annual Rolling Thunder Ride, meant to draw attention to the more than 83,000 U.S. military personnel still listed as prisoners of war or missing in action from World War I to the present day. The total also includes 126 people believed missing from operations related to the Cold War. While the executive director of the group has said that this ride in Washington, D.C. will be the group's last in the nation's capital, the group's decades-long Memorial Day presence has become synonymous to some in Washington, D.C., with the Memorial Day holiday. Rides will continue on the holiday elsewhere in the nation. Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to engage in to try to resolve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself president earlier this year after the opposition majority legislature determined President Nicolas Maduro won another term in a fraudulent election. Guaido is recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. He has not, however, been able to nudge Venezuela's socialist president from office. Thousands of detainees throughout Turkey's prison system ended their hunger strike Sunday. They had mounted the strikes to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at İmralı Island prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. Twice this month, Turkey allowed the 70-year-old leader of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party to meet with his lawyers after an 8-year hiatus. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.